Stable. My house became a stable when my wife gave birth to a horse. Laid in her side, her leg scissored open when the nurse grabbed a hoof and pulled, my wife gave birth to a horse. The sack fell away from his form when the nurse grabbed a hoof and pulled. The surprise of his snout through the milky sack, she held him like a child, his spindly legs bent over, but I could only see his snout. Slick and dark, he tremored on his cannons, and she held him like a child, his legs bent over. When he ran, he was a graceful storm, slick and dark, a cannon's tremor. I tried to understand what sort of beast this was while he stormed through the fields back to my house. When I tried, I understood. Wolves followed in the wake of his gallop through the fields and back to my house, flesh sinking their teeth, eaten through his gallop. When the wolves came, it should have rained, but the sun shone in their flesh-sunk teeth, eaten in my stained breath. Furious light, it should have rained, but in the sun I held my horse by its neck. Memories of light staining my breath, his skin the color of insect wings, holding each other like horses. In my memory, the trough refills. My boy walks back through the cloud of insects on hatching, through the field as some Lazarus. Past the trough refilling, the boy who walked back smelled of cracked flint, passing a tree in the field like some Lazarus. No longer laid on his side, but his legs scissored open, past a tree, smelling like cracked flint. Son, I never told you my house is your stable.